You know Rolex, right? I mean, everyone knows the name. Luxury, precision, status.
Absolutely. It's iconic.
But what if I told you that a single Rolex watch takes over a year of actual human work to make?
Yeah, it's pretty staggering when you think about it like that.
Or get this, their headquarters. The security there is apparently like something out of a spy movie, maybe even a high security prison.
Seriously intense.
So welcome to the deep dive. Today we're kind of peeling back the layers on Rolex.
Looking beyond that shiny surface.
Exactly. Our mission here is to give you the really interesting stuff, the hidden facts you probably haven't heard. We've gone through a ton of material.
Pulled out the key nuggets, basically.
Right, a shortcut to being, genuinely clued in about what makes Rolex tick beyond just the ads.
And it's not just a list. We're trying to understand the why.
Yeah, why are they legendary? We'll get into watches that survive the deepest ocean.
Astronomical prices at auction.
And that fortress we mentioned. So stick around, we're diving deep into this luxury giant.
This should be fascinating.
Okay, so let's really dig into this. You hold a Rolex, you feel that quality, it's undeniable.
Oh yeah, the weight, the finish. It feels substantial.
But do you, or does anyone really? Think about how incredibly deep that commitment to quality goes, starting with, well, the hands that actually build it.
And that's the first mind-blowing fact, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
Every single Rolex watch is handmade.
Still, in this day and age, with all the automation everywhere else.
Totally. Rolex purposefully keeps it labor-intensive, skilled people assembling tiny parts. It's not just marketing fluff.
No, it's fundamental. And think about the implication of that. Our sources point out it takes over a year.
A whole year. For one watch.
For highly skilled people to assemble one single watch. Now, strategically, that dedication, that time, it does something else. It creates a kind of, well, planned scarcity, doesn't it?
Ah, right. Limited supply because it takes so long.
Exactly. And that scarcity, plus the insane attention to detail, it just rockets the perceived value.
So that justifies the premium price.
It's a huge part of it. It lets them position themselves at the very top. It drives collector demand like crazy. It's a massive differentiator when everyone else is optimizing for speed.
That makes sense. It's almost a statement against mass production.
It really is.
And this obsession with perfection, it's not just how it looks or feels right. It extends to how tough these things are.
Oh, absolutely. Durability is key to their ethos.
Which brings us to maybe the ultimate test for a watch. I mean, forget dropping it on the
Yeah,
floor.
think bigger, much, much bigger. Think crushing pressure.
The deepest part of the ocean.
Precisely. Rolex loves proving their watches can handle extremes. They test them rigorously.
And the Mariana Trench story is the perfect example, isn't it?
It really is. Back in 2012, James Cameron, the filmmaker.
Right, Titanic, Avatar. That James Cameron.
That's the one. She went down to the bottom of the Mariana Trench, the deepest place we know.
In his submersible, the Deep Sea Challenger.
Yep. And strapped to the outside on the robotic arm was a Rolex, a special one, the Deep Sea Challenge.
Okay, strapped to the outside. That's nuts.
Totally exposed. And here's the kicker. This watch was rated waterproof to 12,000 meters.
12,000 meters. That pressure must be unimaginable.
It's just immense. And the watch, it performed perfectly, kept perfect time the whole way down and back up.
Wow. So it wasn't just a marketing stunt, it was a real demonstration.
Absolutely. It shows their engineering muscle. It underlines that commitment to building something that can withstand, well, almost anything.
And for you, the person wearing one, even if you're just, desk diving,
Right.
it means that level of over-engineering, that robustness, is built into the watch on your wrist. It's peace of mind almost.
Exactly. It's part of the inherent value.
So, okay, this incredible effort in making them, this proven toughness, it all builds this picture.
A picture of extreme commitment.
Which leads us to the next layer. How does Rolex protect all this? The process, the secrets, the actual watches.
The fortress aspect.
Yeah. It seems they guard their, let's call it intellectual gold, very, very carefully.
They absolutely have to. Think about it from their perspective. The Rolex HQ in Geneva, it's not just offices. People compare it to Fort Knox or a high security prison for a reason.
That intense, huh?
Oh, yeah. And the why is crucial. Rolex does almost everything themselves. Vertical integration, it's called.
Meaning they make their own parts.
Pretty much all of them. They even forge their own gold and platinum in Bien, then final assembly in Geneva. They control every single step.
So they're not just assembling parts bought from elsewhere.
Not at all. That level of control means their techniques, their innovations, their whole process is incredibly valuable and secret.
And it's not just the gold bars they're locking up, right? It's the ideas.
Exactly. The sources emphasize the real treasure is the intellectual property, their unique inventions.
Like that blue hairspring thing?
Yeah.
Parachrome.
Precisely, the blue Parachrome hairspring. Tiny little thing, thinner than your hair.
But super important for accuracy.
Absolutely critical. It resists magnetism, temperature changes. It's a core part of why Rolexes are so precise.
Someone copied that.
It would be a disaster for them. It would dilute their unique selling point, their competitive edge. That's why the security is so extreme.
Okay, so what does extreme security look like at Rolex?
Well, think cameras everywhere, obviously. Armed guards, multiple checkpoints just to move around inside.
Fingerprint scanners. Vaults.
Fingerprint scanners, massive vault doors, even eye scanners in some areas. It's intense.
Wow.
It's all about protecting that unique craftsmanship, the innovation, the know-how. It's a physical barrier reinforcing the value they place on their secrets, makes it almost impossible to replicate what they do.
It's like they're guarding state secrets.
In the world of luxury watches, they basically are.
Okay, so if they put that much effort into making and guarding them, what does that mean for the price tag? Especially for rare ones.
Ah, the auction block, where value gets really interesting.
Right. How high can it go? What's the ultimate expression of Rolex value?
Well, this connects to how craftsmanship and rarity translate into just, well, staggering prices sometimes, especially on the secondary market. Specific details on a vintage watch can make its value explode. Case in point. 2017, a record was smashed.
Which watch was this?
A Rolex Daytona. Reference number 6263, it sold for, wait for it, $17.8
million. $17.8
million. For a watch?
Yep. Made it the most expensive Rolex ever sold at auction, a piece of actual watchmaking history.
What made that specific Daytona worth so much? It can't just be the name.
No, no. Specifics matter hugely in the collector world. This one was from 1969.
Okay.
And it had a really distinctive, rare feature. An inlay of white gold on the bezel.
Just that little detail.
That detail combined with its rarity, its amazing condition, and the fact that it's a Daytona, which is already iconic, pushed it into the stratosphere.
So it's history, rarity, aesthetics,
yeah,
all coming together.
Exactly. It shows how a watch can become more than just a timepiece. It becomes an investment, a piece of art, a treasure.
Okay, that's incredible. So we've got the year-long handcrafting.
The Mariana Trench toughness.
The Fort Knox security.
The multi-million dollar auctions. It feels like we've covered the extremes. But is there anything else fundamental about the quality, maybe something less obvious?
There is, actually. Something foundational that you might not even think about when you just glance at a Rolex.
Okay, what is it?
It comes down to the very metal they use, the steel.
Stainless steel, don't most watches use that?
They do, but not all stainless steel is created equal. This shows Rolex's uncompromising approach again.
How so?
Most watch companies use a type called 316L stainless steel. It's good stuff, standard for the industry.
Right.
Rolex, however, exclusively uses 904L stainless steel.
904L, is that better?
Oh, yeah. It's significantly different. It's harder, more resistant to corrosion, especially things like salt water.
Yeah.
And it holds a polish incredibly well, gives it that unique Rolex shine.
So it's tougher and looks better.
Essentially, yes. But it's also more expensive and harder to machine.
Ah. So other companies don't use it because it's difficult?
It's a bigger investment in tooling and process. Rolex decided it was worth it for that extra edge in quality and longevity.
So for you, wearing the watch, what does that 904L steel mean practically?
It means it can handle pretty much anything. Salt water, sweat, knocks, bumps. It's incredibly resistant. It resists pitting and scratching better than 316L.
So it stays looking good for longer.
Much longer. It's just another layer of that legendary durability. It's a direct benefit, ensuring the watch lasts, potentially for generations, and keeps its value.
It's not just a label. It's baked into the very material.
Exactly. It's substance behind the style.
Right. So let's try and pull this all together. We've covered a lot of ground.
We really have, from the sheer time and skill involved.
That year-long handcrafting, creating that strategic scarcity, then the deep-sea challenge, surviving the Mariana Trench. Talk about proving resilience.
Unbelievable pressure, yeah. Then the whole fortress security thing in Geneva, protecting not just gold, but ideas, processes, that vertical integration.
And the payoff. Sometimes, like with that vintage Daytona, it's a record-smashing $17.8 million at auction, driven by tiny, rare details.
Showing the power of history and rarity.
And finally, even the steel is different.
Mm-hmm.
That superior 904L steel, setting them apart in durability and shine, a direct benefit for you.
It all paints a picture, doesn't it?
It really does. Rolex's reputation, it's clear it isn't just marketing spin.
Not at all.
It's built on this incredible foundation of craftsmanship, serious innovation, that deliberate scarcity, and just this relentless, almost obsessive commitment to quality in every single detail.
They really do go above and beyond. It turns a watch into something more.
A symbol of human ingenuity, maybe? Enduring luxury, certainly.
So I guess the question now is, when you see Rolex, will you think differently?
Yeah, will you look past the shine?
And consider that year of work. The fortress guarding its secrets, the journey to the bottom of the sea it could survive.
It definitely makes you reconsider what value really means in an object.
And maybe what other things, even everyday things, might have similar hidden depths, similar stories of incredible effort and creation if we just took the time to look.
That's a great thought to leave folks with. Yeah. It really makes you wonder.